You, God. We thank you, God, for what we're surrounded by. All that you are, God. Lord, we're overwhelmed, God, Lord, with who you are and what you've done for us. And Lord, we just thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for this opportunity to come and just recognize and to stand in awe of a God that is merciful, great, and mighty. Lord, we just come here tonight to thank you. Thank you for life. Thank you, dear God, Lord, for what we have. Thank you, God, Lord, that we have the opportunity to lift up our hands and worship, that we're free to do that. We thank you, God, Lord, that we have friendships and unity, God. Thank you, God, Lord, for the little things, dear God, Lord. I just pray tonight that we just stop and just recognize these things. Most of all, dear God, Lord, as we commune tonight with you, partake of communion, that we recognize that all this, all that we have, God, Lord, is because of you. You're the Creator. You're a Maker. We honor you for that, God. We submit ourselves to you in the power of your name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. You thankful tonight? Woo! Hallelujah. I'm thankful tonight. Amen. Well, tonight we have a special tonight. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. I'm on the outside looking in just like you guys. So I'm excited to see what happens. Are you ready? Do you need a mic? Okay.
We just wanted to take a minute to do something fun for everyone, because every time the youth needs something, every time we have an event, our family here blesses us beyond blessings. So we wanted to take just a minute to make you guys laugh and make you smile and let you know that we are thankful for each and every one of you. So, in saying that, a lot of people can say what they're thankful for and talk about being thankful, but they forget about the giving part, Thanksgiving. So we wanted to give all of our family something today for Thanksgiving. And so we have a little gift for everyone. We're going to pass them out.
Amen. While they pass that out, they just want everybody, just somebody here, just raise your hand and say something you're thankful. One word. Anybody else? Yes. Man, that's awesome. All right, thanks. Jody inspired you. Next, come on, somebody, pop, like popcorn. Family. Salvation. House. Church. Life. Woo! The Lord. Grace. Yep, yep. My dad's home from the hospital. I'll help you. That was awesome. I'm just set it over there for now. We're at it. Yeah. That's good. That's good. That was great. I appreciate that, man. That was awesome. Yes. Mercy. Randy. Austin. Your wife. There you go. Salvation. Who? Forgiveness. Amen. Amen. Every one of those are powerful that we're thankful for. And as David was and Bill and them were singing, I thought of this, and he said, he prepares the table for us. Amen. He prepares the table in the midst of our enemies. Now, I think that's powerful, because there's a table. He's declaring something, that I'm preparing something for you that you can't choose. I mean, you know that we're tomorrow, we might go somewhere, and there's something prepared for you. That means they took time. They set it up. They cooked. They did all that stuff. I'm going to my sister's, and all this stuff is prepared for me. But here's what I got to do. I got to go and sit at that table. I have to sit there. I have to go there. I have to open my heart to enter into that place that has been prepared for me. I just want us to stop and just recognize, what am I not sitting down and taking hold of? What am I not receiving at the Lord's table? But He's prepared everything for us, everything, all the accessories, everything that needs to go with it, all the little things, all the dessert, everything is prepared that we can receive, that we have in Him. And we enter into that. We step into that. You know, Saturday night we talked about, you're good. You let them have fun. Listen, I want everybody to recognize something too. I love to have kids in church. You know why? Because, listen, we don't always rush them out. I think it's powerful that we have them sit because they learn to sit in God's presence. Amen? I think that's what it's all about. I think it's important. Amen? Amen. It's sometimes the adults that need it. No. Amen. I just want to give you three scriptures here. And we want to take communion. And Matthew 26. And this is what we're going to partake of. But Jesus, I want you to think about this as He said that I'm surrounded. I might feel like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by You. I just think that's so powerful for us to recognize. And Jesus was able to give thanks on His way to the cross. It says that, here's what it says. It says in Mark or Matthew 26, it says, and He took the cup. Everything that He was going to go for, in the cross that He was going to receive, that He knew what was coming. He says He took it. He took that cup and He gave thanks. He gave thanks and He gave it to them. And He gave it to them. He gave thanks. Man, I want you to see that. That's so powerful. Before He goes to the cross, He was in such trust of the Father. He gave thanks. Knowing what He's about ready to partake of, He knew that He was going to go, that no matter what it looked like, even though He was surrounded by enemies, no matter how dark it got, how bad it got, everybody there deserted Him. Everybody there was beating, spitting on Him. He was being beat. He was being overcome by everything around Him. But yet He was overwhelmed by the Father's love that oversaturated Him, that consumed Him. And He gave thanks in the midst of turmoil, because He knew that the Father prepared something for Him. Amen? And then, on the other hand, I want you to recognize that He was still willing to go there, knowing what He was going to go through, giving thanks for it. Why? Because He knew that it was for you. It was for you. That He was willing to do it. Why? Because He loved you so much. I want you to know that powerful knowing that I'm thankful. Why? Because I'm doing this out of love. Because it's my love that's greater than anything that I go through. And I'm giving thanks for it. No matter what I face, no matter what I go through, I'm going to give thanks. Because I know that there's something more to this. I wanted every one of us just to take this time. I know we stop and we have to take this one time a year to stop and remind ourselves. But we need to do that sometimes. To give thanks. For this moment, right here, right now, for each one of you to look around at what you have, and the ones, I'm so thankful that they were here, that these kids are in the house of God. I'm thankful that we got ones that are up here worshiping God, and it sounds so awesome. I'm thankful for everything that we have. I'm thankful for what we got. I want you to know that, listen, do you know that God has added to us because we were thankful with the CD? Come on, we are thankful with a CD. We are thankful. Look what we have right now. Just stop and look at this place. Do you know what we started with? A portable boombox that I carried out of the trunk, brought it into the service, and we plugged into it. That's what we started with. Look at this. That's faithful. That's God. We didn't make it happen. We didn't do it on our will. We let God do it. We are thankful in the midst of everything that we went through. Even in the midst of an abandoned school, you came and worshipped. We moved into a tiny little building. You came and worshipped. We were thankful in it. We worshipped God no matter what. And God has brought us here. It's thankfulness that brings us to enter into what He has. It's thankfulness. To be thankful in the moment you're in. Oh, I wish we were bigger. I wish we were... No. Thankful. Because what we have right now is what God gave us for this moment, for this time. And we need to be thankful for what we have. Or never increase. But I know how it's worked. Being thankful brings us into what God has. Mark 14. 38. He says, "Watch, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." We read that scripture that he says to enter his gates, Psalms 100. But Jesus says there, he says to be careful not to enter into temptation. There's a lot of things that tempt us not to be thankful. There's a lot of things that we go through that we can enter into temptation. We can enter into not being thankful. We can enter into those things, but we can enter into, hallelujah, we can enter in his gates. I want you to recognize that every time the attitude that I have, it's what I'm entering into. What am I entering into? With my attitude, what am I entering into? Am I entering into a place that's prepared for me from Him? Or am I entering into something that I perceive from Him? I'm feeding myself with whatever I'm entering into, whether it's misery, whether it's pain, or whether it's addiction, whatever that thing is. What am I entering into? Amen? So we got to be careful what we enter into. It's a portal. Amen? It's a portal. And that Psalms, it's the last scripture. It says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Be thankful to Him. That we be thankful to Him. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, with praise. You can never enter into praise, true praise, without being thankful first. That brings you into that place where you're able to receive and worship God, to be thankful for where you are in that moment right now. There's sometimes moments that you don't know how, but just begin to be thankful in that moment, right where you're at, right where you're at. Amen? In that moment, it produces praise. It says the Lord is good. You believe that? That God is good? We've got to recognize that God is good. He's good all the time. There's no evil within Him. He's not sneaky. He's not shady. He's not waiting for you to make a mistake. Amen? He's ready to receive you wherever you are to bring you into. But we have to enter into what He has for us. Amen? And it's into His goodness. It's into who He is. The blessing that He has for our lives. He says, enter into His mercy and His everlasting and into His truth. And that word truth means steadiness, faithfulness. Enter into His faithfulness, His steadiness, His firmness. Wow. Listen, I said Saturday night, I said that thankfulness, that word means ta-da. Come on, everybody say ta-da. That's a magician. You know how they do that? They go, ta-da. That means this. Literally, it means when they said that, it was extended arms. It means your arms are open. It's at a place where that you're ready to receive, you're ready to give, whatever that is, it's ta-da. It gives that opportunity for God to say, okay, ta-da. Boom, right there. Ta-da. That our arms are open, that we're ready to receive what God has for us. I want to take all that God has. And it takes us to enter in. It takes us into stepping into it. Amen? You ready, Randy? We're ready. Now, right now, we're just going to receive this communion. And I want us to recognize all that He's done for every one of us, for what we have, for the grace that's been supplied for us, for the blessings that we have, for the little things, for the small things. And I want you to know that this we take once a month or whenever we take communion, and we do this in remembrance of Him. In remembrance of all that we're thankful for what He's done. And that word remember, it means to bring to mind. Listen, that's what we need to do. We need to bring to mind what He's done. We need to bring to mind what we're thankful for. We need to bring it to mind. Bring it to our minds. And sometimes that means that the Bible says to renew your minds. To have my mind renewed in the thinking. This right here, I want your minds renewed. And as we receive this, it renews our minds. It brings us back to that place of thinking of what He's done for me. Amen? So I want you to stand with me, and we do this song every Thanksgiving. It's an older song, but to me, I love it because It's just a song of just, it's all about thankfulness. Amen. So Randy and Melissa are going
to
serve communion.
Amen.
And we're just going to go ahead, and if everybody is just going to come on out this way as they get ready here. And
I come before you today.
And y'all can just sing the song with me. Amen.
And there's just one thing that I want to say.